zu geteilt als Chance für dich. Bist du da echt genau?
Ja, ich denke genau.
Imagine if you're standing outside a room. You can hear people inside, they're laughing, they're talking, and everyone seems to be having a good time. You're standing outside and you're wondering, am I now in May? You could have felt that. Maybe you found myself around other people. Everyone else seems to fit in, everyone else seems to know what they're doing, and you're thinking, well,
we can tell me.
Don't look at me. I'm generous. Would they actually want me? Sometimes people feel exactly like that about. They're looking Christians and they think, well, I'm religious and maybe. I'm not religious, I don't Bible. It's not very mean. Well, I also mean, it's not as good as about Jesus. Jesus, he was the one, someone like me. I want to answer that question with four words. Jesus wants you near. Jesus wants you near. That's what we're going to discover today. One truth that I want us to remember from this day on, there is room for me with Jesus. Can we say that together? There is room for me with Jesus. Come on again. There is room. But that's good because we're going to be coming back to that. You know, there's a beautiful little story in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. It doesn't involve a massive miracle, nobody walks on water, nobody gets raised from the dead, there's no storm, there's no dramatic healing, it's just Jesus. And some children, their parents, and some rather grumpy disciples. The people start bringing children to see Jesus. Why? Because they want Jesus to bless their children. I can imagine mums and dads arriving with their kids. Come on, we're going to see Jesus. And maybe some of the children were all excited. Maybe some were nervous. Maybe one was running everywhere. There's always one. Maybe one wouldn't stop talking. Maybe one another was hiding behind the mum. They're children. And they're coming towards Jesus. But then the disciples step in and they basically say, no! Don't bother Jesus! He's busy! Keep the children away! Now, the disciples probably thought that they were helping because Jesus did have important things to do, and important people to meet, and important teaching to give, and no, these are just children. But Jesus sees what is happening. Mark tells us in the Gospel of Mark something quite surprising. It says Jesus was quite indignant. In other words, Jesus wasn't happy with the disciples. He says in Matthew 19, verse 14, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. In other words, what Jesus was saying is don't stop them. Don't block the way. Don't tell them that they don't belong. Let them come, and then Jesus takes his children in his arms and he blesses them. I just love that picture. Because while the disciples were being grumpy and saying, keep away, Jesus was saying, no, come closer. And what the hell are you people? How many people sitting here today and spent their lives hearing, keep away? Keep away. You're not good enough. You don't fit in. You're different. You're in trouble. You're too much. You're not clever enough. You just messed up too many times. And then Jesus comes along and he says, come to me. Come to me. That's our truth for today. There is room for me with Jesus. Say it again.
There's room for me with Jesus.
Now, I've got some thoughts to measure today. Just the next, let's change sitting next to Jesus. There's a little sign on it that says reserved. Reserved. Who do you think it's reserved for? Master.
Yeah. And then we'll allow that to you to me.
So that's the most Bible churches. It's a person who never gets anything wrong. Imagine your name. Was written on the chair next to where Jesus is sitting. Should that happen? There's room for you. That's what grace does. Grace makes room. That's what I want our church to become better and better at doing. Making room. Room for the person who's been a Christian for 40 years. Room for somebody who's never opened up the Bible. Room for somebody who's doing brilliantly, and room for somebody who's had an awful week. Room for a confident person. Room for a nervous person, room for somebody who understands everything I'm saying, and a room for somebody who doesn't understand the words that I'm saying. Room for somebody who has their life together, and room for somebody whose life feels completely upside down. Because if Jesus makes room, his church should make room to you. There's room for me with Jesus. I have something deeper in this passage. Jesus doesn't simply welcome the children. He says something remarkable about them. He says in Mark 10:15, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. That is interesting because suddenly the children aren't the interruption anymore in the story. They become an illustration. The disciples thought the children had nothing to contribute, but Jesus effectively says, actually, we've got to work in. What does he mean by that? Don't think Jesus means that children are perfect. Anyone who's looked after children for more than about 7 minutes knows that they're not perfect. But children know how to receive. If you give a child a present, they don't normally say, well, before I accept this gift, so I have to examine whether I've achieved something sufficiently moral that merits that I deserve this gift. Have you ever heard them saying that? No, they grab that gift with excitement. Is that for me? Yes. Thank you. And they receive, and that's how the kingdom of God works. You don't earn your way into God's love. You receive his gift of grace. That's Christianity. God isn't standing there saying, you will embrace me. He's saying, come to me. Some of us find that difficult because we still think that we have to prove ourselves. Maybe you spend years trying to prove yourself to people, trying to show that you're good enough, strong enough, or clever enough, or religious enough, or trying to make up for your past, or trying to hide the bits that you're ashamed of. You don't have to impress Jesus into loving you. You're good enough. Yes, we need to be really careful. Being welcomed by Jesus doesn't mean that Jesus says everything we do is fine. Jesus loves us way too much for that. Jesus welcomes us as we are, and he begins transforming us. He begins changing us. Think about it. If you're dirty and somebody says, you can come into my house, but you have to clean yourself up before you come through the door. That's one kind of welcome, isn't it? But Jesus says, come. Just come. Giving you this gift of grace. It's free. This is coming in. We don't do this dirt together. That's grace. Come as you are, but don't expect to stay exactly as you are. Because walking with Jesus changes us. It changes how we speak, how we treat people, how we handle anger, how we respond when we're tempted, how we deal with money, how we forgive. Can we see ourselves? Oh. Jesus will accept you. But Jesus accepts you. So now walk with him and let him change. Huge difference. I'm sure maybe that I'm going to talk particularly to somebody who feels like they really messed up. Perhaps you made a decision you're ashamed of. Maybe you went back to something you said that you'd never do again. Maybe you lost your temper. Maybe you hurt somebody. Maybe you disappointed yourself. And perhaps you think, I can't really come near God at the moment. There's something here. That's exactly what you need to come near to Jesus. Don't run away from Jesus because you've fallen, but run towards him. Hebrews 4:16 says we can approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I love those words. Grace will help us in our time of need. Not when we finally sorted ourselves out, but when we need him. So yes, something really practical. Imagine you had a really terrible day. Everything has gone wrong and you're upset and you're angry and you're tempted and you made a mistake and your mind says, oh, I better just stay away from God today. It's been going very well. I want you to remember today's empty chair. It's still room. And say, Jesus, I'm coming to you. That's it. You don't need a 20-minute prayer. Just Jesus, I'm coming to you. Can you say that together today?
Jesus, I'm coming to you.
Let's say it again.
Jesus, I'm coming to you.
It's your victory for this week. Who's committing? This is your action for this week. Jesus, I'm coming to you. When things are good, I'm coming here. When things are difficult, I'm coming here. When I've done well, I'm coming here. When I've failed, I'm coming here. When I understand, I'm coming here. When I'm confused, I'm coming here. Don't let shame become the disciple standing between you and Jesus saying you can't go in, because Jesus says, let them come. It's another sign to today's talk. If Jesus makes room for us, then we need to make room for the people. Look around you. Every person you see matters to Jesus. That means I don't get to decide that that person is important or that person isn't. We don't do that here. You're all equal in my eyes. Someone comes to the door and they're nervous, make room for them. If somebody's sitting alone, make room for them. If somebody struggles to communicate, make room for them. If somebody doesn't understand how church works, make room for them. If somebody smells different, make room for them. If somebody behaves differently, make room for them. If somebody has a terrible past, wow, tell them, welcome to the club. You're in good company. Make room for them. Because that's what Jesus did for us. And that's how this church will grow. Not simply by getting more people into the seats, but by becoming the kind of family where when somebody walks through these doors, they think, wow, they actually want me here. They actually want me here. Imagine that. Someone who spent years feeling rejected walks in through these doors and someone remembers their name every time they walk in. Someone comes and sits beside them in the service. Someone offers them a cup of tea or coffee, or someone just sits and listens while they're telling and offloading their burdens. Somebody notices when they don't come. Someone here prays for them, and eventually realize, and through that belonging, they begin discovering Jesus. You see, that's church. Not a performance, not a religious club, but a family that are following Jesus together. Some of us have been following Jesus for years. Some of us are just taking our first steps, but there's room for every single one of us. And those of us who are further along on responsibility, don't just occupy your chair. Help somebody else find their chair. Maybe that's your challenge. Look around and ask, who can I encourage? Who can I sit with? Who hasn't been there recently? Who's new? Who could I invite next Sunday? Because Christianity isn't just knowing more, but it's becoming more like Jesus. And Jesus, he noticed people. And Jesus welcomed people. And Jesus made room for people. So let's bring things back to my one truth here for today. What are we remembering today? There is room for me with Jesus.
There is room for me with Jesus.
What we do?
Jesus, I'm coming to you.
When you think I've messed up, Remember this space for you next to Jesus. And when you think God doesn't want to hear from me, remember the chair next to Jesus. And when you think people like me don't belong in the church, remember the chair. Jesus says, come, 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 come. There's room next to me. This is the church I want. That's the church that Jesus wants. Jesus, I want to thank you that you made room for us. Thank you that when others want to keep their children away, you said, let them come. And thank you that you're still saying to us today, come. For anyone here today who feels unwanted, would you help them know that you want them here? And for anyone who feels ashamed, would you help them discover your grace? For anyone who's struggling, would you give them strength to come towards you rather than running away from you? For those of us who have followed you for many years, would you forgive us for the times that we've accidentally made it difficult for others to come near? And this morning, help us to notice people. Help us to welcome people. Help us to make room for people. And when somebody walks through our doors wondering, is there a place for me? Experience our answer. Yes, there's room for you here. This week, while life becomes difficult, when we remind us to say, Jesus, I'm coming to you, because there is room for me with Jesus.
Excellent.
Before you leave that, I want you to remember just one thing. I want you to remember the whole talk, not every Bible verse that I've read. It's not a warning for me. Just this. There is room for me with Jesus. Once you found your place in Jesus, if you're helpful, discover that there's room for it. Can we do that?
Yes.
Can we do that as a church?
Yes.
I'll be the happiest person in the world if it's bringing people in with you on a sitting with me. Listening to them, loving them, making them a cup of tea, welcoming them at the door, loving them, encouraging them, accepting them, that even if they don't smell good, to sit next to them and hold their hand as they weep or drop tears, rest with them, you know, love, I hope. That is what church is all about. I believe we've got the foundation here already, but I want us to go a step further. You've got a role for that. You guys probably see more out there than what I do. Keep your eyes open for Jesus. He's saying, whose love can I impact on your day? You're saying, what's the name? Say, I'm going to church on a Sunday. It's very, you'll be welcome there. And bring them. It's a good message, isn't it? It's a destiny.
Say one more time.
And his room with me and with Jesus.
Come on, Ben. What a lie.
Stop.